AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Three jurors have been selected, six others in the pool dismissed. In the trial, a former Minneapolis police officer, Eric Chauvin, charged in the death of George Floyd last May. Judge Pete Cahill questions one panel member who was later dismissed.
I definitely fall into the bucket of strong opinions.
Okay, I noticed that on your question.
Yeah.
There were some.
I definitely have strong opinions about the case. I think I could try to be impartial. I don't know that I can promise impartiality.
Another juror, number 19, was questioned by prosecutor Steve Schleicher.
Do you believe that you would, take the word or the testimony of a police officer over that of a different witness, say a bystander?
Unless the question was directly related to subject matter that a police officer would have more knowledge on than a normal citizen, no.
He was added to the panel. Judge Cahill has set aside 3 weeks to impanel the 12 people to hear the case. Buckingham Palace responds to the Harry and Meghan interview with Oprah Winfrey on CBS. The statement was on behalf of Queen Elizabeth. Meghan, who is biracial, said the palace failed to help her when she had suicidal thoughts.
I just didn't want to be alive anymore.
And that an unidentified member of the royal family raised concerns about the color of her baby's skin when she was pregnant with her son, Archie. Here's the AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel.
In the statement, Buckingham Palace said the royal family is saddened to hear how tough Harry and Meghan had it and that the issues about racism were, quote, concerning. The statement goes on to say that the allegations are being taken seriously but will be addressed privately. And while not denying the couple's claims directly, the statement says some recollections about what happened may vary.
Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson signs into law legislation that bans nearly all abortions in the state. It only allows the procedure to save the life of the mother and does not provide exceptions for rape or incest. This is AP News. Florida is the third GOP state to sue the Biden administration over its immigration policies.
The complaint from Florida's Attorney General Ashley Moody challenges new guidance issued by Immigration and Customs Enforcement last month, which made national security threats and migrants convicted of serious crimes the priority for deportation. Moody says that's resulted in immigration officials declining to take people who serve sentences for burglary, drug trafficking, and other violations, which could mean more crimes in her state and more strain on local law enforcement. Florida's lawsuit follows a similar action filed by Arizona last month, which has been joined by the state of Montana. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Des Moines Register reporter Andrea Sahuri, on trial for failing to disperse, testifies she told a police officer, I'm press," before he pepper sprayed her. She was covering a protest following the death of George Floyd. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.